Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to my WordPress help desk for April 25th. Today is my birthday, so here's what I have for you today. I have decided that today I would like to tell you about the nonprofit that is making such a huge difference, and it is doing it all with WordPress sites. And if you want to join us in making this world a better place, then I want to give you that opportunity to make a difference with me. It's not every day that's my birthday, and thus I wanted to make it a special day for everyone I serve. Let's get started. In the news for April 25th, Google's Mobile Day of Reckoning hit as planned 4 days ago, and already I see those who have not taken care of their business are now the losers in this cyber journey. Just like when the interstate highways came through the United States, towns that saw the progress embraced the move and prospered as the traffic on the highway brought them new business, new customers, new economy and such. Towns that snubbed their nose at the interstate project dried up just like prunes. Those who have taken time to embrace Google's new algorithm are going to enjoy new traffic, new business, new economy, as the people who view the web view it on smaller devices. Those who refuse to make their websites mobile-friendly are the losers. Of course, it's not too late. If your site is on Wix or on some other non-responsive platform, all you need to do is grab WordPress, load a responsive theme, and redo your site today. Our show today is sponsored by WP-SiteMakers.com, and they can help you accomplish that responsive mobile-friendly site makeover. Give them a call today at 214-703-0505. Visit their new site and let them help you if you need a responsive site for your business or nonprofit. Now let's learn about my passion. WordPress is my profession, but the Ministry of Hope and Help is my passion. Thus, this being my birthday, I wanted to share with you about the vision that started 3 decades ago that has become my passion. Back in 1984, a series of catalytic events occurred that pushed me onto a brand new path. You see, after college, I got married. We had our first 2 children, and we moved from East Texas, where I had been raised, to Dallas so that I could get a job to support us. I worked in the brand new then audiovisual field, becoming a certified AV consultant to businesses, to industry organizations like the American Petroleum Institute, RCA Records, CBS, and others. At that time, I was working with Kodak slide projectors, and we birthed what was called multimedia, where you would put 15 and 30 projectors together on big screens. And we trooped these kinds of shows to New York and San Francisco, Chicago and Houston. And I was part of the infamous It's Not the Bus, It's Us campaign that Graham did, which was a 66-city tour in 6 weeks, taking a 5-screen multimedia show to thousands of their employees. But then, about 1979 or so, I was just about out of business. It seemed like the world had changed. Video had taken over and nobody was doing multimedia anymore. And that was when GE Genographics became a focus of my life. They were the big boy of corporate slideshows back then. And with their computer-generated slides, they could do 8,000 lines of resolution and 7 layers of animation. And so in 1980, I joined Genographics and spent 5 years enjoying a 6-figure sales career. But in 1984, all that changed. This is when I say that I was on the stage of my life dancing with a $2 million personal quota, and the great hand of the Creator of life reached out and, like a hook from the side of the stage, grabbed my attention and said, "Come with me. I have something for you to do." I watched the doors open to a live radio show in Plano that led to the donation of a 2,000-square-foot space on Martville Drive in Greenville. Just so happened to be next door to an abortion clinic. And the Ministry of Last Harvest, the outreach, was birthed in 1984, and by January of 1985 had organized 28 volunteers, including a doctor, an OBGYN, and a nurse sonographer, and we received a donation of an ultrasound unit, and in April of 85, opened the Dallas Crisis Pregnancy Center as the first center to locate with a sonogram next door to an abortion clinic in the country. And we were one of the first to use sonograms, and as a result, watched 92% of those coming to us from next door change their mind and save their baby. In fact, over 1,300 babies were saved from that next door abortion clinic in just 18 months. And obviously, that caught the attention of NARAL, the National Abortion Rights Action League up in New York, who put together a primetime show on ABC's West 57th Street TV called Fake Bogus Clinics, and that show used us and our clinic as the poster child. Now, obviously, that show attacked us, and the result was that 17 churches that were supporting us with $20,000 a year in 85 and 86 dropped us overnight. By December 86, we lost our space and closed our center, had to give the sonogram to another ministry. And in January, we saw a door open where we were invited to appear on PTL with Jim and Tammy Baker. And that suddenly pushed us into a new direction. Suddenly, we had 700 Club and ETWN and Moody and different broadcast networks asking us to be on their show. And 18,000 requested our tape, Overcoming Abortion's Aftermath, back in January. And that led to the writing of Healing the Hurts of Abortion and the establishment of the after-abortion recovery movement in Dallas within our outreach. And then by 1988, I began training new facilitators to help in the growing number of support groups that were out there. And that brought us 80 center directors from 5 states. And that began our training work that lasted from 1988 till the present. From 1988 until 1998, over that 10-year period, I trained more than 2,500 directors located in 24 states, conducting over 100 regional weekend training events called the Basics of Effective Recovery Leadership. And during the year 1984 to 1993, we had used direct mail and radio to market Last Harvest. 1994 changed everything, and this is when the internet started being used by more than big business. I created my first website in 1994. I realized that the website had the potential to reach far more than my radio shows had ever reached, and certainly more than the four-walled center had ever reached. And today, the ministry of Last Harvest, the outreach, has 47 WordPress websites working around the clock to bring us a total of 3 million visitors to our network. Each front door serves a different niche audience. Last Harvest, the outreach, has 4 specific mission targets. 1, to save the unborn threatened by abortion by helping the mother find help near her instantly online. 2, to set the captives free. In other words, to reach those who have been missed, who have already experienced an abortion. 3, to support and encourage the local center because they are the ones where this life-saving decision is being made. And then 4 is, of course, evangelism. Now, you can learn all about Last Harvest, the outreach, by visiting lastharvest.org. There you can learn about our 4 missions, our message, and our methods. You can also learn the difference this organization has made and is making today. I chose to use WordPress as my site building tool because it is the easiest to use and the best to get a great looking site. And I'm glad that I chose WordPress almost 7 years ago because through the years it has become fully responsive and Retina ready. WordPress has become my best friend because it allowed me to replace radio stations and reach a far greater audience using podcasts and webcasts. You see, a podcast, an audio-only broadcast, or a webcast, a video broadcast, has the power to exponentially build your audience. A podcast and a webcast is not only a traffic generator when you launch and announce the day of the program. Like this morning, I sent out a tweet to my LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook and Google Plus communities, and right now I have many visiting not only this podcast, but I have also have one that is aimed at 900 directors that I work with every week, and another that is aimed at 2,000 who come to our faith community online called Last Harvest Fellowship. On any given day of the week, because all of these broadcasts have been archived and are available on demand online, I watch more than 1,000 people a day listen to one of my podcasts or webcasts. The three presentations every week are found at monday-minute.com, which is our outreach to the Pregnancy Center directors, lastharvestfellowship.com, but also our WordPress site called mywphelpdesk.com, which uses the platform of Blog Talk Radio to reach you. Now, because of this 47 website network of amazing WordPress websites, we realize the saving of about almost 800 unborn children a week, the setting free of about 500 individuals who are hurting because of their past abortion, rape, incest, and abuse issues, and we connect with and support and encourage and train an average 900 directors in the United States and Canada. In other words, Last Harvest is making a huge difference in our world. We're not arguing about abortion, showing nasty pictures. We are doing this by offering help to the mother. And by serving her, we win the baby by default. We're not judging her. We're not condemning her. We're not condemning those that we serve who have experienced abortion. But by offering hope and help, we lead them to overcome their painful memories, to make them better citizens as they overcome their depression and their self-judgment. Now, not building my own four-walled center up, but by equipping and training and equipping the local center, we have been part of helping 900 centers nationally do what they do better. And I want you to know that we would love for you to be part of making this big difference. Here's how. Visit lastharvest.org to learn about the organization. Our network of sites include thepregnancytest.com, our amazing pregnancy probability calculator that has been used over 3 million times since 1999 when it was created. Unplanned-pregnancy.com is the front door to help attract the pregnant young woman that thus far has served more than 55,000 individuals. FindPregnancyHelp.com is our live referral system that has helped send more than 3 million requests to help centers across the U.S. and Canada. Considering-Abortion allows our referral system to now reach the abortion-minded pregnant woman. It was established last year in 2014 and has already yielded more than 14,000 visits. Does Abortion Hurt is our outreach to the abortion victim, and this has helped us reach over 10,000. AfterAbortionSurvey.com is our online screening tool for both men and women that has served more than 8,000. And MyHealingChoice.com is our woman's recovery program, where any woman can start her journey to freedom instantly online with her smartphone or her tablet. MyHealingChoice.com/men is our new men's recovery program that has just been completed, and we are excited to see it getting its first visits. Both of these sites are based on our FreeMeToLive.com workbook site. This is our gender-neutral, issue-neutral, whole-person recovery that was established back in 93 and has been used within pregnancy centers throughout the United States and Canada, helping those who have been hurt. AfterAbortionTraining.com is our online training for centers, and it's the same course we've used to train those 2,500 directors out in the field, but is today a distance learning course they can use to train new facilitators online and on demand. This low-cost training course has already served more than 4,000 who today lead recovery support in their local centers. Now, we've just added AfterAbortionTraining.com/men. This is our new training for men who are being trained as mentors to serve other men. And Monday-Minute.com is our weekly webcast to 900 directors weekly. AdvocatesOfLife.org is our online advocacy program where we share why and how to help the local pregnancy center. And those who wish to help the center are then pointed to ContributeLife.com where they can search our database to find a center to support. Last Harvest Fellowship is our Ecclesia Faith Community Online that has served over 167,000 with a weekly systematic Bible study, worship videos, and prayer support. And Last Harvest Fellowship/Bible School is our educational outreach to other pastors that is today serving 1,500 pastors and 125 nations. And of course, you can fellowship with us on Facebook.com/Last Harvest Fellowship. You can go over to Twitter and follow us at Pastor K. Freeman, and Free Me to Live has their own Facebook community. And if you'd like to be part of this life-affirming, life-changing, life-saving organization, go over to lastharvest.org and make a generous donation for any amount, look at our challenges, and consider helping us in one of our missions. Now, if you would like to partner with us to save the unborn, to set the captives free, to strengthen the local center, and share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, will you help us make a difference in 2015? Here's how you can help. You can call me at 214-703-0505, and let's join together to make a difference in 2015. Now, this concludes my short birthday show. Join me next week for my WordPress Help Desk, when we will again address all the issues around WordPress. Until next week, subscribe while you're here, tell your friends about us, and until Saturday morning, this is your WordPress Help Desk advisor saying, have a great weekend. If you want to be part of really making a difference in this world, visit lastharvest.org and make a generous donation. Thank you in advance.